Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from Wildcat Golf Club for the 2021 Occasional Invitational. This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right. Welcome back live at Wildcat Golf Club. Thank you, Tim and Elmer, for giving up your course for a great cause for the kids' meals. And but you still got the other side open. The Highlands are open. So if you're looking to play, you can still get on out here. It is what I would like to call windy AF. It is windy out there, Laura. Are you playing?
No.
Laura Beavers is not playing today. She's just out here. I would play. You know what? Just taking the day off, just hanging out at the golf course. Yeah, it's not a bad idea. Nicely done. I got to give it up to Hank from Roosters. Brought me my first Coors Light today. I appreciate that, Hank. And what are you going to do? You can't waste it, right? I mean, I haven't had a beer. I didn't have a beer yesterday. So
you're just making up for lost time.
Right. Well, yeah. I didn't have – I mean, it was a solemn day. It wasn't very good. I got my second shot. So I really didn't feel like drinking yesterday. Plus, we had a growth group and everything. So this is I'm probably going to get wasted today. That's probably what's going to happen. I hope you know that, right? I hope you're – Del, you're going to come on out and hang out with us?
No, I don't like you. I'm not coming out to hang out with you.
No, you like – especially when I'm drunk and I come in yelling?
No.
You like that?
I don't want to be – I don't like being around you. So, no, I'm
Tyler wants to go and play. Why don't you come here and relieve him?
I don't leave here till 1 anyway, and then Nick will relieve him or whoever.
Yeah, Nick is my relief.
Yeah,
no,
I'm not
but
his
not
relief.
Till 1.
Yeah, I'll get working till
in.
1.
Yeah. But you guys, you're playing with some good players, right, Tyler?
Apparently so, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Some guys that can swing it?
Some – yeah, they – Maybe they're what you might call sandbaggers?
Or maybe it's the first time they've ever played.
Possibly that, too. Yeah.
That's going to suck. SiteJab, we appreciate you. SiteJab is the big sponsor of the whole event, benefiting kids' meals here. Thank you so much. Texas Custom Patios, Apollo Men's Health, Klein's, Water's Edge, TPC Industrial, HR&P, Kids Meals, ESPN promo, and Chastang Ford, my peeps from Chastang, going to be out there, probably have a truck out there on the ninth hole. Allie and Justin, go say hello. Go check out the truck. This 2021 Ford F-150 is the nicest truck you'll ever see in your life. In your life. That's right. You can't drink all day unless you start in the morning. Thank you, not Dan Holden. So I've started in the morning, and off we go. So, I mean, I know it's early, but there is nothing not to like about Christian Javier. There is nothing not to like about this guy. He spilled coffee on himself before the game, spilled it on his uniform, was carrying it out on the field, and it spilled all over him. That's the only thing. That's the only thing he did wrong all day. He's not a strikeout machine, per se. But that whip, it just seems like the way he changes speeds and just how he goes about his work working in and out. I mean, he's just really, really good. And, you know, I may change. I was all over Urquidy to be the – it's going to be Cy Javier now. That's where I'm going now. We're going Cy Javier.
So you're off the Urquidy train.
I'm not.
You have decided –
I'm not off the Urquidy train, but Cy Javier has just taken a slight lead, just a slight edge until the next outing.
Yeah, you changed with the wind. It's pretty easy for you.
And guess what?
Yeah.
It is windy AF here, too.
Javier as an Asheville starter has been everything you could ask for a 24-year-old who didn't come with a lot of acclaim, not when you have – the name Forrest Whitley hovering above everyone as far as who's the next great young Astros pitcher. But the Astros have, I mean, credit to the Astros for being able to mine what is left of their minor league system for these guys. And this is probably him and Urquidy and Fromber are probably the last of what you might consider top tier talent that they're going to get until they replenish. but they look like they have something in all three of them.
Yeah, no, the foundation, the young foundation, and you got to give this up to Luno too, don't you?
Yeah, this is his last gifts to the Astros.
Yeah, these are the last. Fromber, Urquidy, Lance. Obviously, he drafted him in the second round, and Javier. This is big ups, man. I hope James Click can fill this in, or he can find talent like Luno did. That's for sure. We'll see about Pedro Leon. I didn't know Pedro Leon. He's like 5'10".
You thought he was bigger?
He's a big dude. Yeah. I mean, he's a strong dude, but he's only 5'10"-ish. That was a little bit surprising. And they're playing him some in the infield. They're playing him some at shortstop. Is that a little indicator for Carlos Correa?
I mean, you have to plan.
You got to
figure that.
But it's not like you don't need a center fielder right now.
That's true.
I mean, he plays center field.
But is it easier?
That's like the glaring hole.
Is it easier to find? Well, at least future wise, is it easier to find a center fielder than a really good shortstop?
Do you think he could be worse offensively or defensively right now
than Miles Straw? How's anyone worse than Miles Straw? Is Chas McCormick worse than Miles Straw?
Well, Tucker's the only one. Oh, well, and Maldonado have a worse batting average.
Yeah.
But it's pretty bad when Straw's, you know, listen, you can hit a .182, .200, .201, catch everything then. And you got to catch everything.
Yeah, sure. I didn't know Fromber was 27, so certainly still plenty of time to be a really good player for quite a bit of time. You just look at Javier, who's only 24, and, oh, yeah, Fromber. Fromber's a little older. Britt Strom talked about Fromber yesterday. And he said he's way ahead of schedule. Anyone who's been around Fromber knows he's very resilient, a strong young man who has a high threshold of pain and really wants to get back here desperately. He goes on to say that he's throwing fastballs and spinning curveballs and mixing in some changeups off the mound. Now he's going to have to obviously face some hitters and put some intensity into it and see how his finger holds up and how his body holds up. But they believe he is much closer to coming back than obviously initially reported. So, he's a couple of outings away, looks like, from maybe being back with the club. He says they can get him to 5 innings. He would be set to rejoin the Astros shortly.
Listen, if he can get here in June, I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled.
Strom says it probably would be about 2 to 3 outings in which he faced hitters to get that arm strength up and the pitch count up before he'd be back. So June may be a little early, but you know, you never know. Maybe mid-June, early July, Fromber could be back.
That would be totally sweet. He has been with the team for 3 years, so you got next year. Wow, they're paying him $637 this year. Then they've got 4 years of arbitration through 2025. You got 5 more years of Fromber. Now, arbitration is going to be costly if he's your ace, but you know, if we're talking about 12, 10, 12, 13 million, I'll live with that. I'll live with that. Holy crap! Just $637 this year, and then 4 arbitration years because they brought him up late. Holy, that is for a guy. That is awful. That is, if you're Fromber, you're like, holy crap, what more do I have to do? And I got 4 years of arbitration. But arbitration is paying now. I mean, it ain't like, it's not horrible. But if you're, Fromber was going to be the opening day starter if it's not for his ring finger, right?
Yeah, he was on track, right?
If you're the opening day starter and he has a good year this year, he's going to get paid next year.
Yeah, while you were talking about Fromber, I was trying to see what the situation is with Javier. Less time with the club, so certainly more team control, but they're going to get him on way below market value for years to come as well.
Isn't that why they sent Javier down this most recent time, to keep his service time down?
No, he was up already. They did that to get him, build up his arm.
Oh, yeah. Just to stretch him out.
Okay. Yeah, team control next year, and then both guys are under team control through 2025.
Yeah, Javier.
Going to have Fromber and Javier.
Yeah, arbitration will do both of them pretty well. At least they hope in their eyes.
Yeah.
26, 27, 28.
That still ain't market value.
No, and he won't. If Javier is as good as what he's shown, and this is a long time away, he'll be 29 when he's available for unrestricted free agency. Man, but unless you're willing to give a guy a contract like, well, the Padres gave Tatis, and well, like the Astros in a lesser way gave to Bregman. You got to be looking at the other sports if you're a baseball player going, son of a, come on.
And, yeah, all those years you spent down in the minors.
In the minors, on buses, making no money.
Ugh.
Unless you had a big signing bonus. That's how rough.
And these are good players, and it's a rough life.
Yeah, think about the guys who dream to get a couple of at-bats in the majors in a September call-up or something.
Kent Emmanuel.
Oh, yeah. 20. What is he, 29 now?
He's 28.
28? Yeah. I mean, and making minimum. And just
he got drafted in 2013.
Well, you know what he can say, though? He can say he threw 8 2/3 innings of relief ball.
Yeah?
You know what? Dell, you can't say that. Did you ever throw 8 2/3?
I'm on their side. What are you talking about? Why are you
– No.
You drop that when someone is arguing with you. I'm on the player side. You don't drop that on me then.
Well, yeah, that's right. You never threw 8 2/3.
I'm not criticizing those guys. I'm
Kent
fans.
Emmanuel. Is that his name, Kent?
No one knows. Yeah.
Breaking news. His name's Kent. 713-780-3776. If you want to hang, 713-780-3776.
ESPN 97.5. I assumed you knew.
I'm in love with the go-go. I got it for the Lolo. I'm in love with the coco.
You're listening to a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from Wildcat Golf Club for the 2021 Occasional Invitational. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. We were just talking about the sports awards. The moment of the year was won by the Dash. It was nice. But Astros getting to the ALCS out of nowhere, having a Lutheran record, and getting to the ALCS for a fourth consecutive year is not the moment of the year.
I don't know how moment is defined, because that happened over the course of weeks that they did it. I don't know. Accomplishment of the year? I'm sure that went to U of H. But a one-time thing where you win a title in the Dash's case, I just don't know how you define moment anymore.
Well, who was the team of the year?
Wasn't it
the Cougs?
Was it the Cougs, right?
Was it the Cougs basketball team, the team of the year? Tyler?
I'm looking and I'm smiling. Jim Nance won Sportscaster. Da, da, da,
he won a Lifetime Achievement Award, I think.
I don't see a team of the year honored.
Should be a team of the year. It should have been them. No question.
Well, but this was just the induction into the Houston Hall of Fame.
Right, but
so
they still do all that stuff, too.
But I don't see...
The moment of the year and the team of the year and all of that is part of that.
Yeah.
I know that it'll be broadcast on the 1st of May.
It happened two nights ago or last night?
Two nights ago.
Oh, maybe they're not telling.
Yeah, possibly. Then how did the Dash thing get out then?
I don't know, but...
Because David Barron put it out there.
Is David Barron? I thought he quit.
There's an article. David Barron, correspondent. Maybe he has a different title, but he's the one who was talking about how the Dash had a big night last night, I guess, or the night before. He wrote about it. Yeah, he said they were recognized for providing the Houston top sports moment.
Was it because JJ's wife was...
She's not on
the
team. She's not on the team.
Oh, she's not?
No. Remember she got traded to Chicago and your paper? I mean, not your paper, but your news station didn't recognize her by her name?
Yeah, by JJ's wife. Yeah.
JJ's fiance at the time.
Right. JJ Watt's fiance. That's what. Yeah. Okay. Otherwise, no one would have known who she was.
Here you go again. You're going to catch some McTaggart heat if you keep playing this game.
Treading on thin ice. No, McTaggart would side with him.
No, I'm saying he would catch the heat that McTaggart would get.
Oh, yeah.
No, honestly, she was famous.
Oh, I mean, John, this is not a battle you really need to fight.
Well, no, she was famous because she's JJ's fiance and wife now. But otherwise, okay, name one other soccer player. One other female soccer player on the dash.
She's not on the dash anymore.
Well, it's okay. Name is Chicago. You can't.
I don't follow Chicago.
Okay, so the big reason that she was famous was because, let's not be stupid here. The big reason that she was famous is because she was married to Jay. She was a JJ.
They would only ask that you use her name in the headline. I guess is the biggest
issue.
I know.
I'm better than that. Whatever. It wouldn't have even been a story if she wasn't JJ's fiance, because no one would have cared.
Yeah, I'm not sure I cared anyway.
Right. Well,
I mean, the point is her being associated with JJ Watt doesn't make me care about her as an athlete. If I cared about her as an athlete, it would just
be because it makes her news.
Yeah, I understand that, but if I cared, it'd be about her as a player. That whole celebrity thing means like nothing. But I get why. I get the business model and stuff like that. JJ wasn't thrilled, but he's not our problem anymore now, is he?
No. Who cares? Go to Arizona and pitch at their television stations. All right? Who cares? No one cares, JJ. We can't make sure we don't hurt JJ's feelings. Take your $100 million because he puts 100 on everything.
Look
right?
How you've turned on him.
No, he's fine. You know what? He's a great guy. Whatever. Where's all that money?
Stop. We know he didn't steal the money from Hurricane Harvey. It was distributed to the people who needed it the most.
I don't know.
I'm sure there's an addition
on
his
were
house.
Were you there seeing the distribution?
Hey, you didn't allow me to finish. I had a joke. I'm sure there's an addition on his house that needs to be explained or something, but whatever.
No, that's what his humble workout cabin in Wisconsin was built with.
You're following the money?
I think so, yeah. I mean, did you see the size of the game room in that thing? That's bigger than most people's normal houses.
I didn't say that. Tyler said that.
I mean.
Fireable offense.
You know what? I probably wasn't the first one to say it.
Probably.
Trey the Truth probably did.
Yeah,
Trey? Not our Trey. A different Trey who questioned JJ and where that money went.
Did he?
Yes.
Come on, dude. JJ don't care about that money. He's got all your money from being a Texan fan. He don't need that money.
It's true. That's true. He's that man is not looking. He's not looking for money. I'm sure if you want to give him some, like the Cardinals did, but he's not hurting.
No, JJ's going to be just fine with new Cardinal money too. On top of it, I'm sure we'll see him working out in his with no shirt on and his Cardinal hat on.
One's going to say it. But I at the end of that deal, whenever it ends, people are going to be like, what were the Cardinals doing? I got a real feeling that people are going to look at that contract and go, that was a mistake. Was it 2 years, over $30 million or did it come out less than that?
Was it like 18 a year?
I'll pull it up. But I don't think the Cardinals are going to – I think it might have been
– 32?
32. Yeah. No, 2 years, 28.
2 years, 28? That's not bad. He's a star.
He's not
good. You know
what? He's not going to play to that level.
He actually didn't play bad last year.
Yeah, I didn't say he's a bad player. He's just not he's not even a cap hit of 15 this year. They made it a lot of signing bonus, so it's only going to cost them a cap hit of 4.9 for this year. But he's not a $14 million a year player anymore.
14 don't buy you what it used to, Del.
Understood. But it should buy you more than that, and particularly in a depressed cap year.
Yeah. I ain't worried about
I'm not worried about the money. Cardinals' money. I don't care.
I don't care.
I don't root for them. They don't play the team I root for.
We don't have to spend it on them. Spend it. That's all.
Dudes.
You know what? You know what? We got Shaq Lawson. Blacklock. We got Blacklock now.
Barkevious Mingo still on
the
team?
We all good. No, he's gone.
Jacob Martin still on the team?
J- Jacob Martin's still there. Whitney Merciless is still there, rushing around the end, picking up sack.
Restructuring his contract.
He helped the team. Boy, did he help the team. They gave him $6 million cash instead of cutting him. Boy, did he do wonders for the team.
He's a good guy, John.
Oh, my God. I heard that on 610. Well, you got to give it up for Whitney. You can't do it with – what? That dude should have just been cut and not gotten another dime. Instead, they gave him $6 million. Holy crap. Yeah, thank you, Whitney. Boy, are you a great guy. Whatever.
Who has more sacks over the last 2 years, J.J. or Whitney?
Well, J.J. was...
Take a guess.
Was it Whitney?
Whitney finished the last 2 years with 11 and a half combined, J.J. with 9.
Wow.
How many games did J.J. play?
Well, that's part of the equation. Play games. You got to be available.
Last year.
Yeah. No.
Well, he was not...
The best ability?
Availability. He was non-existent last year and still only finished with one sack less than J.J. did. J.J. had 5. Whitney had 4.
He was non-existent.
And yet, still.
I mean, they all came in like the last like 4 games.
No, early. He had 2 early on. Whitney's? You're talking about? Whitney had 2 early in the season.
Huh? Look.
Didn't he?
I'm pulling up the game log.
He did nothing
right now.
At the end. No, he wasn't even on the
field.
Yeah,
they actually limited his snaps, or at least made him like a coverage linebacker or something. He had 2 sacks against Minnesota in week 4.
Yeah.
And then one the following week against Jacksonville, and then picked up another in week 11. And those were the 4 sacks.
He went from 5 to 16 with 1 sack.
Mm-hmm.
5 from week 5 to week 16, 11 weeks with 1 sack.
Now, Whitney will tell you I would have had more, but I was on a COVID list for 3 games, so I had 5 sacks in 13 games. Sounds better, doesn't it?
Uh-huh. Yeah, it sounds great. How are you going to
– Or excuse
you know
me,
what?
4 extend sacks. Him. 4 sacks in 13 games.
Why didn't they extend him?
Well
– Why the hell did – they should have extended him.
No, they shouldn't. Thankfully, they didn't.
Man, what a team. What a team. What a bunch of decision makers we got over there. 713-780-3776. We are heading down the stretch. We'll be heading out there to play here at Wildcat Golf Club. Glad you could be here. Want to thank Michelob Ultra and Twin Peaks, under 5 Under Golf, Cadence Bank, Uberito, Hair Specialist Houston, Carbach, Loft 18, C-Force, BB's, Tex Orleans. They're doing the dinner. That's going to be awfully nice. And it's all benefiting kids' meals. Thank you, thank you, thank you for all of our sponsors and everybody who's coming out and raising money for kids' meals. Just great stuff. We really, really appreciate it. Good stuff. The occasional golf tournament at Wildcat Golf Club here on Alameda and Airport. If you haven't been here, you got to come out. You can play today, too. They got the Highlands open. Well, we're going to be playing on the Lakes course. You can get out there on the Highland and enjoy these 36 championship holes that they've got out here at Wildcat Golf Club. Taking a break. Don't you go anywhere.
Well, hello.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Disappointed by your HR and payroll technology? Maybe you need to outsource your administration. Go to HRP.net to learn more.
Dell, what was that? What was that rejoiner?
Wrong golf tournament rejoin.
That apparently was the wrong golf tournament. Apparently, we're not at Lucille's. We're at Wildcat, and we are here for the kids' meals. And it's brought to you by our good friends at SiteJab.com. SiteJab.com. Quickly, if you want to get in here, you're more than welcome to do that. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. I don't know that you got – we have given away, and we'll probably do more of it tomorrow, but all these props that Lance has given, I mean, you can make some money, people. If you want to go back – if you haven't heard the whole show, we were going in and out with a lot of NFL draft props, and nobody knows it better than our boy. So if you're looking to make some money, we go back to our podcast and check it out. Because Lance gave you a lot of winners, and there are some that were like, he was like, holy cow, no. Yep, like that one a lot. So If you didn't hear the whole show, go on back and get it. If you like money. If you don't like money, that's fine. That's fine. But if you like money. Dell, are you gambling?
No, I haven't gambled since the 2019 college football season. And I wasn't enjoying the games anymore. I was just looking at...
Worried about your bet?
Yeah, I was like, this is my favorite sport, and I can't even enjoy it. Plus, it didn't help that the Canes were having a bad year. I might get back into it. I just got to find the balance. Because it just felt like a job. Like, I don't like this. It's not fun.
I'm not a big gambler either. That's all I worry about. And I hate to lose more than I like to win. I hate to lose. So I got a little account at my bookie, and I'll put something here and there, but it's rare that I'm betting on games unless I really, really like it. And then if I really, really like it, it has no chance of winning.
Yeah, and when you like something and it doesn't go your way, you feel stupid, and then you don't ever want to do it again. So, but I understand it. I mean, if you feel like you like something, like I said, I might get back into it starting in September when the games start.
Hey, I mean, you watched, you love college football. If I tell you Javonte Williams is going to be the best back in this draft,
look, I don't want to talk about Javonte Williams, honestly, because of he's still leaving track marks on Miami defensive backs from that game. He is a really good player. North Carolina just seems to be able to find these guys who have great contact balance. Him and Carter, and even the guys they have coming up are guys who can break tackles. He was impressive. I wonder what he'll look like in a I don't want to say an NFL system, but the system they run at Carolina, there's a lot of space to operate. But once he got to the second level, he punished guys. I think that can translate. He's not exactly Clyde Edwards-Helaire, but his ability to stay on his feet reminded me of him from 2019. I just don't think he goes. I don't think he's the first running back taken, though.
No. But, I mean, if you get him mid to late second round, I think you're getting a steal.
Yeah, I wonder how that all plays out, because I've seen different people have the three consensus top three go first, second, or third, just alternating. I think Najee Harris has the momentum as far as draft picks are concerned, like people who do what Lance does, but then Lance will tell you that NFL teams like Travis Etienne more. I think it all depends on the team. But yeah, if he wound up being the best, I'd be like, yeah, I saw it in college. He was spectacular.
I think Michael Carter's going to be good too.
Yeah, I didn't actually see much difference between the two, but there apparently is a clear difference between them in draft circles. And I was a little surprised by that.
Yeah, I didn't either. I mean, I thought both of them just hit that hole and just cut up field, and I mean, I love both of those guys, both of them. And matter of fact, I think I like Carter a little bit more.
Maybe is Javonte a little bigger? Is that what it is?
Javonte's
5'10", 220. Yeah, that's what
maybe it is. A little bit more wiggle.
Yeah, Carter's 5'9", 200.
Congratulations to Mark Emmert. He got a contract extension, and Twitter's not happy about it.
No one, none of the people who cover the NCAA for a living are in on this. And they're like, what? Why? He's been non-effective. I mean, NCAA has lost respect with him as the president. They've botched NCAA investigations under his leadership. And, yeah, just hand him an extension. And this is the
– yeah.
And, by the way, people look at this governing body and go, evil NCAA. It's made up of your schools. The NCAA is made up of the schools. And the administrators at those schools apparently don't have a problem with Mark Emmert. They're like, yeah, go ahead.
He made $2.7 million in 2018. So I got to believe he's going to be making more?
Yeah, I don't
think. That dude,
yeah, I don't
and
get
what
it.
He's done?
It seemed like then obvious, okay, once this contract is up, we'll have a new president. Like, even big legislation that needs to get taken care of. The NCAA punts on it. Like the NIL, they want the government to take care of it for them. They don't want to be involved. So, and the government has pushed off the decision, like the federal government. So it's now still state by state. So the state can enact rules and give their universities a competitive advantage when it comes to recruiting for the name, image, and likeness stuff. They wouldn't do that. They delayed the one-time transfer rule. Now that's just recently passed. And the other thing about the transfer portal, it's getting into some minutia, but there's some machinations that keep guys from getting to different rosters just because the schools don't have the ability to take more than 25. Although they can lose guys and they can't replace them, it's just all screwed up, and they have done really nothing to make it easy. And yet, give him more money and more years.
Yeah. I mean, well, the NCAA came out, the Board of Governors said, blah, 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 we remain committed, blah, 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 name, image, and likeness. We previously noted we recognize the importance of taking swift, appropriate action, blah, blah, blah. We must collaborate with Congress to create a legal and legislative framework at the federal level to support name, image, and blah, blah, blah. With several state laws taking effect this summer, we will continue efforts to adopt expanded name, image, and likeness opportunities as soon as advisable.
So in the meantime,
Hank's getting me drunk over here from Roosters.
Apparently.
Okay.
In the meantime, if you're a school in Florida and you're in a recruiting battle with the school from Georgia or, say, Ohio, whatever, you have a distinct advantage right now because your name, image, and likeness law will go into effect before them. And you can start making money here right away. Who knows when it's going to happen at this other school in this state that hasn't gotten their stuff together.
No, it's a big economic advantage.
Yeah. So while they're playing this game of wait and see, hope the government takes care of it, not that I – look, recruiting's not fair, period, but it's just adding another level of disparity in it. And they're like, well, help us. We don't know what to do, even though they've known this has been coming for years now.
And the NCAA moves at a – snail's pace, as always. And Mark Emmert. We got through 2025, Mark Emmert. Honest to God, what is – that's the administrators, too. That's the presidents that are voting in.
That's what I'm saying. These are – you're like everyone who might get upset with the NCAA, they're made up of the people who run your schools. It's much like the NFL where you want to get upset at Roger Goodell. But you know who's his boss? The owners. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Mark Emmert takes his direction from the presidents and administrators of all these schools, and they're more than happy with him.
Yeah, I mean, unbelievable. All right, our last segment here, live at Wildcat Golf Club, Almeda and Airport. If you haven't played here yet, you I'm telling you, you'll love it. It is in great, great shape, and we're going to be out there on the Lakes course. You can play today, open play over on the Highlands course. So if you're looking for a place to come get it, come on. It's at Wildcat Golf Club. Taking a break, we'll wrap it up. Send it to Charlie after this.
This is Heisman Trophy winner and College Football Hall of Fame, Mike Rozier, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
A Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from Wildcat Golf Club for the 2021 Occasional Invitational. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back here on was that? Who was that? That was Nick?
That was Del.
Oh, that was Del. He sounded like Nick there. You sounded like another African.
Drunk.
You sounded like another African.
Nick just
you
says
so
hot. Nick doesn't Nick, say Mike's hot. He says hot. That's it.
All right. Hey, I don't know if you guys heard, but Russia has put us, the United States, on this list of unfriendly countries. Do you feel like we're unfriendly to Russia?
Well, I mean, we were more friendly in a previous administration. Less friendly now.
Right. Well, they help us out with our elections.
You call that help, huh? That's what you want to call it?
Yeah. If we're looking for help for our elections, it seems like
if one particular candidate or campaign is looking for help, they may offer it. But I don't think they're going to feel like we're as accommodating as we were in the past.
You don't think that?
No.
I don't know. I don't know. We might be. You don't know. Nobody's got to have an ID anymore. So Facebook is allowing advertisers to target children interested in smoking, alcohol, and weight loss. Some people might have a problem with that.
Are you one of those people?
I didn't say I am or not.
No, that's why I asked. I asked a question.
I didn't say I am or not.
That is why
I don't have any young children at home anymore, so I don't care.
Kids have inquisitive minds. Let them. Yeah. I smoked a cigarette whenever I was like 11 years old. Let them, you know?
I was drinking. We were drinking behind the garage at 12. Yep. Dell, when did you have your first beer?
Well, it was still to come. Yeah. It's never happened.
Never happened.
Never.
It never happened.
It's never happened.
You've never had a beer.
Never.
That's embarrassing.
Okay. I mean, it's been out there for years. I mean, it's not new.
No, I know. A prancer is a haunted Victorian child.
That's not what I would have called a prancer.
Prancer, a 2-year-old, 13-pound chihuahua, so charitably described as a Chucky doll in a dog's body. Apparently, it doesn't like men or children.
I agree. So, I'm with the dog then.
Prancer was adopted by a single lesbian.
Seems like the perfect fit.
It seems like. If Prancer is opposed to
men and
to
children.
Men and children.
Wait, so. I guess. I mean, it's not like a lesbian can't have a male friend, but it better keep it away from the dog.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It seems like. Seems like Prancer's in a great spot for
me. As far as a home life where it's generally going to be the owner and there's unless there's a roommate, there's unlikely going to be a man walking around. It's a great spot for Prancer.
Great spot. Great spot. The lawyers are arguing for a Capitol rioter's release. They say this is the guy that was sitting in Pelosi's chair.
Okay.
He called Pelosi a biatch, which is less offensive. Do you agree that biatch is less offensive?
Less offensive than what?
You know, what you tell Lance every day.
Bye, bitch.
Why is that less offensive? Oh, because he used the biatch as opposed to the
actual
word?
Yeah, he said biatch.
That's why they're asking for him to get released?
Yes, it was less offensive.
How about the breaking into the building? Calling her that word isn't what got him arrested.
I mean, why would breaking in offend you?
Well, he's not getting arrested
for
being
stole something. Maybe
he's not getting arrested for being offensive. He's getting arrested for unlawful entry or whatever the official term will be. What? 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 This is stupid.
Ray Garofalo is a Louisiana lawmaker. Apparently, he is arguing in Congress. He wants slavery. That schools must teach the good side of slavery. Do you think
go ahead.
That schools should have to give both sides of slavery, the good side and the bad side?
Did he offer up what the good side of slavery was?
You know.
What?
He said, it was immediately met with disgust. Yeah. I don't think he even got into it.
Yeah, if you're going to use that hot take as your entry into making laws,
yeah,
you're going to have to tell us what the good side is. It's going to be an uphill climb.
Yeah, I think that's going to be tough to pass, I think, even in Louisiana.
Okay, nice shot at Louisiana.
Well.
Maybe not South Louisiana.
It might pass there.
Well, yeah. That's
it might pass there. It's baffling. Parents confused after Centner Academy announces they will not employ people who have been vaccinated.
Oh, I did see that.
Do you think that vaccinated people should be discriminated against in our school system?
I don't think anyone really should be discriminated against, particularly for a medical choice that's a private one. I'm not sure what the basis of it is, other than they're a private school and they can get away with it.
Yeah, I don't know.
What are they trying to prove?
I don't know.
What's the goal?
Why would you not let people who are vaccinated?
Yeah.
Maybe they feel like they're carriers.
Maybe they believe in some crackpot theory about what vaccinated people can bring as far as an illness. I don't know. It's Florida, right? You can't trust them.
A kindergarten teacher in Virginia has been, she's been arrested. While her students were at recess, Apparently, she was suspected of be doing cocaine.
And?
At her desk.
Is there a problem?
This, they seem to have a problem with.
A woman, a teacher can't just do coke at their desk?
What? If they're in recess.
I mean,
what's the problem?
It's not around the kids. I mean, it's private. As long as there's, as long as it's not on your nose afterwards, you clean up the dust.
Yeah,
I don't see the issue.
You make sure.
I mean, it is
a mirror, you can see that your nose is.
I mean,
all clean.
You know, besides the fact that it's illegal. I mean, what's the problem about
the
doing
kids won't
coke?
Even know? She could be doing lines right in front of them, and they won't even know. Who's she hurting? Really?
Probably makes her a more engaging and interactive.
She's certainly more energized.
Yeah.
Uh huh. You ever try to corral kindergartners?
No.
No.
Thankfully.
You know what? You know what? They're the worst people. That's all they care about is themselves.
You know how I've argued the fact that until you're like 12, you're not even a kid. You're not even a person. Because all you do is think about yourself.
You're a leg hole.
Well, that's your thoughts about it.
A man in New Orleans is wanted. Apparently he was in a Chewbacca costume, and he was wanted for stabbing. Do you think it was really Chewbacca that stabbed someone in New Orleans?
Look, the Star Wars franchise has tricked me a couple of times with Chewbacca. I mean, in the last movie, it looked like he was dead, and then it turns out he was not even on that carrier, and he was alive. So I don't know. Are we sure that – I don't think it was the real Chewbacca. I'm going to – because was he 7 feet tall, this impersonator? That's why I asked.
I don't know if it was the real Chewbacca. No one does.
I'm asking because the height of Chewbacca could pretty much tell you. If this guy was like 5'11 or woman was 5'11, that's not Chewbacca.
Could be one of Chewbacca's family.
They're all giants, right?
I think some of them were shorter than the others.
Imagine being the short Chewbacca.
I think
much like the Vikings.
Cool to be a Chewbacca.
I think much like the Vikings, they throw the runts off like a cliff, and you see all their skulls at the bottom of the cliff.
Where is Edinburgh?
Where
is Edinburgh, England? It looks like it's nice out. Well, apparently this couple, she was they're in a park. She is on top of him right out there in a park. And the couple that was having relations in front of all the children in the park admitted, we effed up. We kind of effed up.
Yeah.
You had
sex in front of children.
Well, at least you admitted it, right? I mean, show remorse.
Taking responsibility.
Listen, she should not be.
Although, who knows if they are being responsible in that moment?
They're not being. Neither of them are responsible. She's responsible for a lot of snacks. That's all I can tell you.
That's nachos in the park, right there,
John.
Are you though?
You're not now.
I am though.
Not after what you just said.
No, I am. A Florida man was arrested for DUI after rear-ending a truck in the Dairy Queen drive-thru. Do you think that it is a
good idea?
Do you think that they probably have a pretty good idea of what's been going on if you can't even drive through a drive-thru without rear-ending someone?
Yeah, you may be under some influence.
Do you think you might be under some influence?
I don't know how you explain that you rear-ended someone in the drive-thru. How you explain that away other than, I'm a little drunk. Sorry.
Yeah. All right, we're done. I want to thank once again everybody out here. Charlie's going to be up next here. Sitejap.com, thank you for sponsoring the event. We are live at Wildcat Golf Club. Wildcat, thank you for all you do. Michelob Ultra, Uberito, BB's Tex Orleans, all benefiting kids' meals. Just awesome, awesome, awesome. Texas Custom Patios, Apollo Men's Health, Klein's, Water's Edge, TPC Industrial, HR&P, Chastain Ford, 5 Under Golf, Cadence Bank, Uberito, Hair Specialist, Houston, Carbach, Loft 18, Seaforce, and Roosters, Men's Grooming. They're doing the putting, and he's getting me drunk, too. So I love that guy, Hank. He's giving me a couple of Coors Lights already. So I really enjoy Roosters, Men's Grooming. You, my friends, thank you. And thank you for everybody that's playing in this and everybody who's donated. We really appreciate it. We are done. Charlie is up next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports.